Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning, and welcome. I'm Dave Edditt, the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats on WGN Radio, and it's my honor to welcome you to this historic moment, the announcement of the return of football to Wrigley Field. Today, the Chicago Cubs and Northwestern University are announcing that football will be played here at Wrigley Field for the first time since the Chicago Bears last played here in 1970. The Northwestern Wildcats will host a Big Ten game against the University of Illinois. It'll be Saturday, November 20th. The kickoff will be at 11 a.m. Northwestern and Illinois last played at Wrigley in 1923. As you can imagine, this is the culmination of many months of hard work by many of the people you see sitting here on the stage. You will meet them all, and you will hear from several of them. Just a couple of quick ground rules. Our speakers will not take questions here. However, after this presentation, one-on-one interviews will take place on the field beyond second base. This would not have been possible, of course, had the Chicago Cubs and their new ownership not agreed to continue the efforts to bring Northwestern football to Wrigley Field. So now I'd like to introduce our host, the chairman of the Cubs, Tom Rickards.
Well, I'm very excited to be here today to announce that the Northwestern Wildcats are going to be playing a game right here at Wrigley Field. It's very, very exciting for me. The first thing I would like to do, though, is to thank the people that put all the work into this to get us to this point, and that's Jim Phillips and Crane Kenny, who did a lot of the work to get us to this point today. As many of you know, there's been a lot of football played at Wrigley Field over the years. Dave mentioned in 1923, Northwestern played Illinois right here. But as many of you also know, for 50 years, this was the home of the Chicago Bears. And there was many highlights and many great moments in those 50 years, including in 1932, a young man named George Halas returned a fumble 98 yards for a touchdown against a team led by Jim Thorpe. That record stood in the NFL record books for over 40 years. In 1943, this was the home of the NFL championship game, where Sid Luckman threw five touchdown passes to beat the Washington Redskins. And in 1970, in the final Bears game at Wrigley Field, the Bears beat the Green Bay Packers behind Jack Concannon's four touchdown passes and one touchdown run. So there's too many memories to talk about them all, but those are just a few of the great ones. And it is my great honor and pleasure to introduce to you the First Lady of Chicago football, Virginia McCaskey, and her son, Brian.
Thank you. I understand they wanted to add a little history to this wonderful announcement of a wonderful event. So here I am. It was a little before my time, but football began here in Wrigley Field with a handshake agreement between Bill Beck Sr. and George Halas, who was representing the Decatur Staleys. I think it's a little more complicated these days. I don't remember, but I would have been told by my mother that my first game here in Wrigley Field was after my brother was born in September of 1925. And she asked her sister, my Aunt Lil, to bring me to the games that fall just to get me out of her way so that she could concentrate on taking care of Muggs. And over the years, there have been so many special events and memories. Possibly my favorite is the 63 championship game. Well, before that, during the season, beating Green Bay here during the season, and then the championship game against the New York Giants. My dad's last coaching championship, and I think it was very special to him because some people were saying, oh, he's 68 years old, the game has passed him by, he should retire. But instead of retiring, he was a winner. And so that's always my favorite memory. And I am delighted to be here to participate in this announcement of the new era of football in Wrigley Field. And I hope that all the Bears fans who still talk about coming to games here will be just as excited about Illinois playing Northwestern on November 20th. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and that was a real honor. Folks, she doesn't do that very often. That was very nice to have you here. And we're, another connection, we're reminded that George Halas played for the University of Illinois, the Wildcats' opponent, on November 20th. Let me introduce to you some of the dignitaries and the notables who are here on the dais with us. First of all, representing the Northwestern University Administration, the former chairman of the Board of Trustees, Pat Ryan. Some people from the Chicago Cubs who made this all possible. The president of the Cubs who worked long and hard to make this happen, Crane Kenny. The Cubs executive vice president, chief sales and marketing officer, Wally Hayward. Cubs senior vice president, community affairs and general counsel, Mike Lafrano. We have some former players, a man who wore the uniform of both the Chicago Bears and the Northwestern Wildcats, and representing the many former Wildcats, some of whom are here in attendance today, but he set Northwestern's single game rushing record, 316 yards against the Wisconsin Badgers, 1969, does that sound right? Mike Adamlin. And representing all former Bears players who played here at Wrigley Field, a first round pick of the Bears in 1962. He played with them from 1962 to 1970. He was part of that championship team in 63, the Bears' last pre-merger championship, Ronnie Bull. I mentioned we have some other former Wildcat players with us today, three members. There are four members from the team here, but three of them are in the seats. Members of the 1995 Rose Bowl team, Sam Valenzisi, Chris Martin, and Darnell Autry. And we're fortunate to have two current Wildcat players, the quarterback from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, number 7, Dan Persa. And defensive tackle from Chicago, Morgan Park High School, Corbin Bryant. Well, almost since the day that Jim Phillips became athletic director at Northwestern 2 years ago this month, I believe, Jim, he's been working on bringing Wildcat football to Wrigley Field. They said it couldn't be done. Jim said it could. Jim, you were right. The athletic director, Dr. Jim Phillips.
Thank you, and I certainly would like to thank everyone for coming today. I know, especially the media, this is a busy time with the start of baseball season. The Bulls and Blackhawks both had terrific wins, but we're honored that you're able to come today. Before I take you a little bit through the process and the rationale for why we would want to do a game here at Wrigley Field, I do want to thank a few groups and some specific individuals. First and foremost, the Chicago Cubs organization. I know that Dave had recognized Crane and Wally and Mike Lafrano and Carl Rice and their media department. Could not have worked with a better group of individuals. throughout the process, and it was a process that took a long time. But you guys were great, and I really appreciate it. We all really appreciate it. Certainly, most importantly, want to thank the Ricketts family, Todd, Laura, Pete, and Tom, for your willingness to take part in this. You know, I think we all live lifestyles where when you get home, you want to maybe shut it down a little bit and not think about maybe what's going on at work. But it's hard to do when you live a block away from the chairman of the Cubs and you see him at church or you see him at Romer Park in Wilmette and the various other spots. So every time I would see Tom, it would be a friendly reminder that we have to get this thing done. And certainly we're glad and thankful for all your support, Tom. I want to thank the University of Illinois. Could not have worked with a better athletic director than Ron Gunther and Dana Brenner and Coach Zook and those folks. This type of decision would never be made in a vacuum or independently. And to talk with them and to work with them was quite an honor. And finally, I want to thank the Northwestern family, the Northwestern administration, President Shapiro, who could not be here today, Provost Linzer, Gene Sunshine, Tom Klein, John Calkins, my entire staff in the athletics department did a fantastic job. But I would tell you, most importantly, I want to thank Pat Ryan, our former chairman. There's nobody that has made a more significant impact, not only at Northwestern, but Northwestern athletics than Pat Ryan and his entire family. And I went to go see Pat because certainly none of us would ever want to do anything that would be disrespectful to the Ryan family and to move a game from Ryan Field. And his support and his encouragement was just amazing. So Pat, I want to thank you for all that you did through this process as well. Thanks. A little bit about the process. A lot has been written about it. Crane and I started to talk nearly 2 years ago about bringing a football game here. It was elevated after seeing the Winter Classic and going around and spending half the game just going outside and looking at what was happening in the community and what was happening around Wrigleyville. That was an early, I think, impression point that created what we have today. The critical question really remained before we could even talk about whether we could get a deal done and whether we could get agreement done is, could we safely, in this environment, put a football field, a regulation football field at Wrigley Field? And I will tell you, that took a majority of the time to make sure we talked to the right field managers and risk managers and field engineers and facility staff and other facilities we looked at comparable that had some issues in some hot spots throughout the field. And I think we both feel terrific about where that ended up because that was done independently and done in a way that we weren't going to continue with negotiations or talks unless we felt really good about the safety of our players. Had to talk this through with the university administration and the University of Illinois. Again, these aren't single-handed decisions. And that went very, very well with Ron and his staff. And then finally, to work through the lawyer's aspects of it was important, and we got to this tremendous resolution. Rationale, we get questions all the time about why. I think the question is, why not? Why not bring football back to this historic stadium? It's an opportunity to showcase Northwestern, and certainly Northwestern football and Northwestern athletics, but more importantly, to showcase a world-class institution. If anybody picked up the U.S. News & World Report this past week, our programs are littered all over the top 10, top 20 in the country. This is another way to bring people into the front porch of Northwestern and Northwestern University. To create a buzz within Chicago, this is a crowded marketplace. There's 30-odd organizations, pro, college, minor league, that compete for the same interest and fan support. To try and increase season tickets, absolutely, and to try and leverage season tickets. And I think it's going to be great on both sides of it, because we're going to drive a bunch of fans here to Wrigley Field on November 20th, but there'll be five other games at Ryan Field that will absolutely be impacted in a positive way based on this game here at Wrigley Field. And I think finally, this is the best sports market and best city in the country relative to sports. and to allow our alums, our fans, our students, our faculty, the great city of Chicago, to have a premier event right here in their backyard. Really, again, appreciate everybody being here today. It's our honor to participate in this historic event, and it brings me great pleasure to have the ability to introduce our head football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, who's led us to 17 wins over the course of the last 2 years, back-to-back bowl appearances, College Football Hall of Fame. He's just a wonderful ambassador. But I will tell you, the most impressive thing is the kind of leadership Pat provides. This is a football program that he leads that this last quarter was above a 3.0 GPA. The most academic All-Big Ten and academic All-Americans in the country reside under his leadership. So without further ado, Pat Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you to the Cubs organization and everyone that's had a lot of hands in making today very, very special to make today happen. It's obviously a historic day, an opportunity for our football program to play on the hallowed grounds of Wrigley Field. I can think of a gentleman at War number 51 named Buckus that used to roam this field, and as I grew up emulating and trying to be a football player, there was no question in my mind that I watched a lot of his highlight tapes and went all the way through while I was a student athlete at Northwestern. But it's about our student athletes and their opportunity to compete in a very historic and very special event. For our students to take a short L trip down here and to participate in one of the most special and unique sporting events that will happen in the next calendar year. As I introduced the event to our players yesterday morning after practice, the smiles, the excitement was overflowing. And then I had to put them right back in place and remind them we had a big lift this morning, meetings and practice, spring scrimmage here on Saturday afternoon following up. But at the end of the day, it was an opportunity that our guys looked at it as one that may be unique, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and one that we'll always be thankful for. This was potentially going to be an opportunity for us also to showcase our program to the country. And as Jim alluded to have 17 wins and 23 over the last three is something that we're very proud of, but we believe we're just getting started. And with five great home games at Ryan Field, in my opinion, the best facility to see college football in the country, and then to have this kind of be the icing on the cake to play our rival here in our front yard, so to speak, will be something that will be very memorable and something that will be very special. We're looking forward to the opportunity. A lot of work between now and then, but I look forward to leading the purple and white on a historic Wrigley Field to compete on November 20th. Thanks so much. Look forward to it, and go Cats. Stay right here for a moment. I'm going to ask Dr. Phillips to come up once again, and we have a special presentation to make. So Dr. Phillips and Coach Fitz are going to present some Northwestern jerseys. Participants will be on the field available for one-on-one interviews. Thank you for coming, and go Cats.